I'm VOA's Richard Green with your worldwide news update. The White House says U.S. President Joe Biden called Republican Donald Trump Wednesday to congratulate him on his re-election as president. Biden invited the president-elect to visit the White House soon and, quote, expressed his commitment to ensuring a smooth transition. The White House says Biden plans to discuss the election in a Thursday speech. Trump handily defeated Vice President Kamala Harris in Tuesday's general election, winning at least 295 of the 538 votes needed to win the Electoral College. He will become just the second U.S. leader to win non-consecutive White House terms after Grover Cleveland did so in the 1890s. Trump lost his re-election bid 4 years ago to Biden. Harris conceded her election defeat Wednesday during a speech at her alma mater, Howard University, in Washington. She told supporters that it was no time to end the fight for a progressive vision for the country.
Sometimes the fight takes a while. That doesn't mean we won't win. That doesn't mean we won't win. The important thing is don't ever give up. Don't ever give up. Don't ever stop trying to make the world a better place.
Harris was vying to become the first woman elected to the U.S. presidency and the second black president after Barack Obama. She replaced Biden as the Democratic nominee after he dropped out of the race in July, following his disastrous debate with Trump the month before. Many world leaders took to the social media website X to congratulate Trump on his victory. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was one of the first U.S. allies to send a message of support, praising Trump's historic return to power. Around the clock, Voice of America keeps you in touch with the latest news. This is VOA News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, who has called for more U.S. and Western support to fight Russia's invasion, spoke positively of what he said was Trump's commitment to, quote, peace through strength in world affairs. NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte made similar comments in his congratulatory message for Trump. Trump has long criticized the Western military alliance for not paying enough to provide for Europe's defense. His unpredictable America First foreign policy approach complicated relations with many U.S. allies and foes alike during his first term in office. Powerful winds are feeding a dangerous wildfire in Southern California. That report from AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
A major wildfire northwest of Los Angeles has exploded in size, prompting evacuation orders for more than 10,000 people. Ventura County Fire Captain Trevor Johnson.
Resources that arrived on scene initially were faced with a tough firefight. Crews immediately went into structure protection, property conservation, any type of suppression, and immediate life safety. Firefighters were right off the bat engaged in pulling people out of their houses and saving lives.
This fire has spotted more than 2.5 miles out in front of itself.
Fire Chief Dustin Gardner says the mountain fire is a classic Santa Ana event.
Bushes are burning, grass is burning, hedgerows are burning, agricultural fields are burning, and structures are burning. This fire is moving dangerously fast.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Cuba is reeling Thursday after a fierce hurricane ripped across the island and knocked out the country's power grid. Forecasters warn that Hurricane Rafael could bring life-threatening storm surges, winds, and flash floods to Cuba after ravaging parts of the Cayman Islands and Jamaica. Cuba has been struggling to recover from island-wide power outages last month, followed by another powerful hurricane that killed at least 6 people in the eastern part of the island. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese said Thursday the government would legislate for a ban on social media for children under 16.
Social media is doing harm to our kids, and I'm calling time on it. I've spoken to thousands of parents, grandparents, aunties and uncles. They, like me, are worried sick about the safety of our kids online. And I want Australian parents and families to know that the government has your back.
Albanese said legislation will be introduced into Parliament this year to come into effect 12 months after ratification by lawmakers. Several countries have already vowed to curb social media use by children through legislation, though Australia's proposed policy would be one of the most stringent. Around the clock, Voice of America keeps you in touch with the latest news. We bring you reports from our correspondents from across the world. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Richard Green, VOA News.